the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada are officially in effect. Economist Ken Johnson thinks this may be a negotiation tactic for President Trump to get a trade alliance and better border control from both countries.
If, on the other hand, these are not just simply negotiating tactics and these things go in for the long term, 6 months, 12 months, and forward from there, then we're probably looking at significantly higher prices in both automobiles and homes.
Additional taxes on imports of steel and aluminum are set to take effect later this month. As you'll hear later in this newscast, the tariffs have already had their effect on the stock market. New Jersey officials are announcing the lineup for the 2025 North to Shore Festival. The festival runs June 14th to June 29th with performances across Atlantic City, Asbury Park in Newark. LL Cool J, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Third Eye Blind, and Pete Davidson are just some of the big names. Pre-sale starts Thursday at 10 a.m. before general sale starts Friday at 10 a.m. And after a deadly year on the roads, officials in one New Jersey county have an urgent public message.
Atlantic County wrapped 2024 with 58 fatal crashes, a 10-year high. This also placed Atlantic County as second in the entire state for fatal collisions behind Middlesex County, which had 62. The Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office and Atlantic County Chiefs of Police Association are stressing that most of these tragedies are preventable, including pedestrian deaths, and say enforcement needs to serve as a deterrent to reckless and impaired driving. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Target CEO is warning shoppers may see price increases in the next few days due to President Trump's tariffs, specifically on goods from Mexico. In an interview with CNBC, Brian Cornell said Target relies heavily on Mexican produce during this time of year. And on Wall Street, the Dow closed way down 670 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And how's the weather outside? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Tomorrow's going to be an active weather day for New Jersey. Thunderstorms are possible, and they could get rather noisy with heavy rain and gusty winds, the biggest concerns around this time tomorrow. Tonight stays quiet and mainly clear. Lows in the lower 40s. We're not going to freeze tonight. And even tomorrow, it's going to be mild. Highs in the mid to upper 50s with clouds and maybe a spot shower in the morning. The big thing to watch afternoon and evening hours as a batch of heavy rain and possible gusty thunderstorms come into view. Thursday, we dry out but also cool down. It'll be windy and mostly cloudy. Highs will be in the lower 50s, falling into the 40s by the afternoon. Friday, sunny, breezy, and seasonable. Highs in the upper 40s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Jersey City, it is 51 degrees, Woodbridge 55, Pemberton 60. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And this weather brought to you by Builders General. When it's time to tackle those upcoming home projects, look no further than Builders General. They have the expertise and the best home building and renovation products. Stop in to one of their showrooms, or you can also visit them online. BuildersGeneral.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.